April 10th, 2021, Saturday of the Octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Each one who comes here must trust in my divine will, which acts in his life and is in his heart. Surrender to me your hearts, and allow my grace to work in ways you do not anticipate and cannot imagine." This surrender requires an act of humility, an act of letting go of what you want. Then you can recognize and accept what I want for you. I wish to help you to recognize your inadequacies. Then, through this conviction of conscience, I can make you more holy in my Son's image. A note is given to read Psalm 19, 7 through 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern his errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.